captive now. All right. On June 7th, 1967, during the Six-Day War, Israeli forces pushed into Jerusalem and they recaptured the Temple Mount. That was a magnificent time. And at the Kotel, which is the Western Wall, the last remnant of the walls that once surrounded the ancient temple, hardened soldiers wept openly in joy. Others gently embraced the rough stones on the walls, and the chief army rabbi, Shlomo Gorin, then performed a very significant act. He sounded the shofar. And by blowing the shofar, Rabbi Shlomo Gorin symbolically announced to all the world Israel's return to the home of their forefathers. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. But why do I mention that? Because this is one of the prophetic messages of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah. The future return, restoration, or the regathering of the people of Israel back to the land that God had, or God has given them. Gotta be careful we don't say the land God had gave them. It's the land that God has given them throughout all eternity. Now the prophet Isaiah spoke of this day in Isaiah chapter 27 verse 13. And he said, in that day a great shofar will sound, and those who were perishing in Assyria and those who were exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Now during this month of Elul that precedes the month of Tishri, which we're entering into, that whole month the shofar is blown every morning in the synagogue. It reminds the people that the holy days, which we're entering into, are approaching in order that they may prepare themselves. Now, interestingly, as you saw earlier, you see the shape of the shofar here, right? You notice how it's curved and bent. And it's this way also to remind all of us, remind the people to bend in respect and repentance before God. Okay, so everyone, I want you to twist yourselves around like this, okay? Bend. Are you all contortionists? But this is the way that God, in a sense, wants us to be. He wants us to be bent in respect to Him, that we would repent before God. Now, the great rabbi, ancient rabbi Maimonides, he wrote that we are to awake from our slumber. We are to arouse ourselves from our sluggishness. We are to scrutinize, that is to look at all our lives, look at all of our deeds, and then we are to return in repentance. And he goes on to say that we are to remember our Creator, you who forgot eternal truth in the trifles of the hour, you who go astray with vain illusions that can neither profit nor deliver. He said that we are to carefully examine our souls. We are to mend our ways and our actions. We are to forsake the evil path and unworthy purposes. We are to return to God that He may have mercy on us. In today's Torah reading that we read earlier from Numbers 29, verse 1, says this special day is known as Yom Teruah. This is a day of blowing shofars. Also in Leviticus chapter 23, at verse 24, it says that this day is called Zikron Teruah. That is, this is a memorial of blowing the shofars. So putting these two scriptures together, we see that the true biblical name for this day is the Feast of Trumpets. However, these scriptures don't tell us why the shofar is to be sounded. So why do we blow the shofar on this day? Is there some prophetic message of importance that the Lord, that Adonai wants you and I to know? In the opening song that we sang today, I don't know if anyone here even remembers what the opening song was. Anybody remember what it was? Right. We sang a verse from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, blow the shofar in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all living in the land tremble. For the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord is coming. And then it goes on to say, it's upon us. At the beginning of autumn, the Jewish people are commanded to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, all day long. And the sound of the shofar was a sound of alarm. It told the people that they were to get ready. It tells us that we are to get ready. It marked in the calendar that the summer harvest was almost over and that Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, was very near and that it was time to stand before God. You know, this Feast of Trumpets, this Yom Teruah, is amazingly prophetic. Right now, we're in the midst of a great harvest. And the next major event is the sounding of the shofar just before that great day of Adonai, or the return of the Lord. Within Yom Teruah, within that Feast of Trumpets, the blast of shofars contains a personal message for each and every one of us. It's God's wake-up call to the world. That's what it is. That shofar is God's wake-up call. We don't have forever, people. We only walk in this life once. And as quickly as steam rises from hot water and quickly disappears, so it is with our lives. And only God's word is eternal. That's the only thing that lasts forever. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says that the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. That's a constant. That's what we can depend on. That's what we know. It's eternal and forever. Soon it will be past, and we will stand before our Maker. If we're doing good things, if we are going to do great things for Him, now is the time that we need to do it. If we need to repent for anything, now is the time that we need to repent. Lord commands us in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, arise and shine for your light, arise and shine and let our light shine throughout the world. The shofar is sounding. The summer harvest is nearing completion. And the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord, is near. We are to become God's shofar, each and every one of us. You and I, we are to become God's sounding. Sounding His warning of judgment and radiate His love that He's given through His Son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, that those around us would be able to stand pure before God. Yeshua the Messiah sounded the shofar, and He spoke of the alarming things that were going to take place at some future date. And He told us that we needed to be prepared, and He told us that we needed to be ready. Matthew 24 in the New Covenant gives us details about these events leading up to what's known as the Day of the Lord, the Day of Adonai that we sang about at the very beginning. Yeshua, He spoke of wars and rumors of war. He spoke of revolutions. He spoke of famines and He spoke of earthquakes. He spoke of persecutions and lawlessness. He spoke of false messiahs and He spoke of false prophets. He spoke of great celestial events that were going to take place. Eclipses and star alignments. And he spoke of the abomination of desolation that would take place in the most holy place. And all these birth pains, also known as Jacob's trouble, would lead to that great and terrible day of Adonai. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7, it says, how dreadful that day is going to be. There has never been one like it. A time of trouble for Jacob, but out of it, he will be saved. These trials and tribulations will cause the Jewish people to bend the knee to God and repent, leading to the words of Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, coming true in Romans 11 when he says that all Israel shall be saved. However, Yeshua sounded that shofar and he sounded an alarm to us when he spoke of his return in Matthew 24, verse 27. He said, for just as lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. And Yeshua went on to say in verse 30, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all of the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a great shofar, and they will gather together his chosen from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We are told by Yeshua that when we see these things, and people were beginning to see these things, when we see these things, know that the time is near. Know that it's at the door. We're that close. As we look at the world around us today, many of the things that Yeshua spoke about are taking place at a very rapid pace. Does this mean that Yeshua's return is soon? I don't know for certain. Are the celestial signs in the heavens pointing to end times events? I'm not sure. Are all the hurricanes and earthquakes and other disasters propelling us into these last days? Only God knows. But one thing I do know, Yeshua said, but of that day and of that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, except the Father alone. Only God knows when he will send Yeshua to redeem his people. And are we ready for that day? I think I mentioned last week, as the bride of Messiah, we need to go through a cleansing. Just in Jewish customs and tradition, the bride would go through a mikvah. She would go through a cleansing. She would go through a purification and put on white. And then the bridegroom would come for her. We also, as the bride of Messiah, need to go through that spiritual cleansing, the waters of cleansing in a spiritual sense, and put on white and be cleansed and be ready for our bridegroom. Yom Teruah, that day of blowing shofars, was meant to alarm us, to warn us, to prepare us for some future prophetic event. The sounding of the shofar was to awake us from slumber and announce that God is ready to judge the earth for all the sins and rebellion against heaven and earth. We're living in the days of Noah. Noah, it's good to see you today. I'm glad you're here today. We're living in the days of Noah once again, but the earth will not be judged by a flood this time, because God promised with that rainbow that we would not have a flood again, but we will see the day of Adonai upon us. Yeshua said, and he told us in Matthew 24, therefore, stay alert, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. And he goes on to say, so you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you don't expect him. So as I wrote this, Yom Teruah the Feast of Shofars, the Day of the Blowing of the Shofars, actually begins tomorrow evening at moonrise. So we're actually practicing a little bit for it, a little bit early. So as I'm sharing this message today, obviously this is not the Rosh Hashanah announcing the return of Yeshua with the great shofar blast. Or it may be. Rosh Hashanah begins tomorrow night. Could it be this year that that great shofar blast is announcing his return? And that where it talks about and the dead in Messiah will rise, and we who are alive will be caught up in the air to join them, so we will be with the Lord forever? Could it be tomorrow? I don't know. But are we ready for this? However, I believe that this is a dress rehearsal for a prophetic time that's yet to come. But it's coming. You know, during a play, during a musical, all the actors, actresses, all the participants, they dress up in costume and they practice as though it was the real thing. This way, they're prepared and ready for the actual opening day. As the body of the Messiah, we need to be also fully dressed. Whatever that costume may be, white clothes and purified, and be ready to go when he sends out his angel with a great shofar to gather us together to join him. You know, Yeshua told many parables to highlight the importance of believers being found faithfully when the Master told them when he returns. So, Yeshua may return, or he may not return this year, maybe next year, the year after. But I believe, I feel that it's soon. And as I've always said, I believe it myself. This is Rabbi speaking, that Yeshua will return on a future Yom Teruah, a future Feast of Trumpets. You know, Yeshua has fulfilled the Pesach, the Passover, with his death as the Lamb of God. He has fulfilled the Feast of Unleavened Bread as he was buried in the ground. As a kernel of wheat cannot grow unless it's buried in the ground. He fulfilled Yom HaBikurim, the Feast of First Fruits, with his resurrection. The body of Messiah fulfilled Shavuot or Pentecost with the giving of the Ruach, the giving of the Spirit of God. The next prophetic feast that needs to be fulfilled is Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. And that speaks of the blowing of the shofar. 1 Thessalonians speaks of it. And 1 Corinthians 15 speak of it. So it makes sense, as well as the book of Revelation speaks of the sounding of the shofar in several places in relation to the faithful returning to the Lord. So I believe that Yeshua will be returning on Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, someday. Remember, it starts tomorrow night. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you dressed for that time? But maybe he might give us another year, but maybe he may not. But can we mess around all year long, sin, be involved in all evil and wickedness, and think that we're ready when he comes? If you wait just before, a few days before he comes to get right, you'll be like the person in thorny soil, green stalks but no corn. You can't plant the seed 2 days or even a month before you need the fruit to be eaten. It has to be in the ground long before. Your lives have to be ready. You have to be prepared. The point is that we are to live each day in light of tomorrow. Since Yeshua may or may not appear this Feast of Trumpets. God may or may not be giving us another year to plant seeds of character and good news now so that we might reap a future harvest. But the point of this is, as I'm coming to a conclusion of this Rosh Hashanah service, is that it's now time to evaluate your lives. Evaluate your life. Look at your life. Are you ready for Yeshua? Are you ready for Jesus' return? How healthy is your faith in Yeshua on a daily basis? Are we asking the Lord to send us into the harvest fields that was spoken of in Matthew 9? Are you willing to let go of your distractions and fears so that you can see those who are without hope and those who have passed are eating up in the present come to faith in Yeshua? A future feast of shofars, or tomorrow, is coming, and so is Yeshua. Maybe tomorrow or next year. Are you ready? Are you ready? If he doesn't come this year, then you've just gone through a dress rehearsal. But if he comes this year, are you ready for his return? You could be hearing that shout that's spoken of, and those trumpets, the shofar blasts from heaven very soon. Please be ready for that. And if you have not given your life over to Yeshua, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right. You are not promised tomorrow, and tomorrow may come quickly. The night is nearly over and the day is close at hand, and we need to put on his garments and be ready and dressed for his return. Thank you, Lord. Everyone bow your heads for a moment, please. No one looking around. It is the greatest desire of my heart that every single person in this room is ready for the return of Yeshua, the return of Jesus. That is in my heart. Everyone, to be with him. If you've never done that for whatever reason or never been presented with this opportunity, I want to give you that opportunity now. So if you have never said, Yeshua Jesus, come into my life, change me, renew me, redeem my life of sin, turn it around that I might serve the living God, and know that I know in my heart that if I was to go to be with the Lord today, that I would be ready. I would be ready. Is there anybody in here? Don't be embarrassed. No one's looking. You can lift your hand and say, I'm ready to make that decision. Is there anyone who would like to do that? Anybody? Anybody like to do that? One more opportunity. Anybody willing, desirous to do that, to be right with the Lord? So the rest of you who are in here today, you believe that you're right with the Lord. You've made a confession of faith. You've turned your life over to him in most areas. But let me tell you, there's more than just an initial confession. It's working out your salvation daily with fear and trembling. It's putting aside the old habits and the old ways. And if you're here and you know you're not living right for the Lord, you've made the confession, but you're involved in sin areas, and you're not praying, you're not seeking the Lord, you're not in his word, you feel you're weak in your faith, and you know you're not ready, lift your hand. I just want to pray with you that no one's looking, that Yes, the Lord sees your hand. Anyone else? Say, I need. Yes, the Lord sees your hand. Who else? Who else would say, I need to renew my walk? Yes, the Lord sees your hand too. The Lord sees your hand. Yes. Who else would say, I need to get my life right? Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, the Lord sees you as well. God has given you opportunity to get your life right before that shofar sounds and be ready and dressed. Anyone else? Anyone else? There's no time to be playing around with the Lord anymore. And if you're not going to synagogue or church, you're not fellowshipping with the believers, if you're not living the life you're supposed to, today is the day to get things right. Anyone else? Father, in the name of Yeshua, for those who lifted their hands, I pray, Lord, for a fresh wind, a breath of the Ruach HaKodesh upon each and every one. I pray, Lord, that you remove every sin area from each life. I pray, Lord, for renewal, for refreshing. I pray for the power of the resurrection in each life. I pray, Lord, that you would do a fresh and a new thing, and I bind every work of the enemy in the flesh, every attack. I pray, Lord, that you would do a brand new thing in each and every life. In the name of Yeshua, restore and renew each faith, O God. And I thank you that you are an awesome and the mighty God. And we bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Stand up with me, please. Remember.